Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Thursday afternoon. We got a lot of stuff that we are dealing with. I told you, I had the opportunity a little bit earlier today to drive through the city. And I don't ordinarily have to travel that way, but headed down to the south side, Willow Oaks Country Club. Lovely, lovely place. First time I had ever been there. And speaking to the South Richmond Rotary Club, nice group of folks. It really was. And just so everybody knows, I mean, there were masks aplenty and social distancing and nobody shook hands. I mean, all of these things which, I don't know, I guess some people laugh at. Some people say, hey, you know, I'm not sure if it's a laugh matter. Other people, of course, are trying to figure out how to cover themselves from head to toe in Pyrex or something. But it was a great time. But I looked at the various sections of the city as I was driving through, and I thought, my gosh, there's so much untapped potential. There's so much unrealized potential. And it all comes back to the schools, doesn't it? I mean, it really does. It comes back to the schools. And Mike Dickinson, who, as you know, ran for city council in the city of Richmond in the first district, is following this situation with the Richmond Public Schools. This seems like this has become his new cause. Mike, I appreciate you being here.
Your show, the beacon of truth here in Richmond, is your show. Always happy to be here.
Oh, I appreciate that. So, yes. So tell me, have you decided that the Richmond public school system is going to be your thing? This is going to be your issue now?
Yes. You know, the Richmond City Schools and law and order and, you know, trying to save the city. That's going to be where I'm going to be working on that. And you haven't heard, the city hasn't heard the last of me, not by a long shot. And there'll be things we talk about here real soon, but I'm not going away, so yeah.
Okay, well, good. No, I think somebody needs to. I think that the city is in such a state right now, particularly with the reelection of LeVar Stoney. You know, everybody's talking about how there's not a single person anywhere on God's green earth that thinks that Joe Biden is going to be there for 4 years. LeVar Stoney's not going to be there for 4 years. Am I right?
I hope not. I hope not. I mean, they've got an independent investigator, a prosecutor investigating him now for crimes. Hopefully he ends up in jail in the next 4 years.
Well, we'll see if that happens. I thought, you know, he'll go somewhere else, though. There'll be another, sort of political plum position for him.
He wants to go work wherever Terry McAuliffe ends up. That's where Stoney's going to go. Stoney doesn't care about the city. He doesn't care about the kids. This is just a stepping stone to tide him over until McAuliffe decides what he wants to do. And wherever McAuliffe goes, Stoney's going to go, because that's why Stoney's around. Stoney doesn't care about the kids. He doesn't.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit what's going on with those kids. I've heard that Jason Camras, recently, the current superintendent of schools for RPS, say, yeah, we're not getting back to school anytime this year, right?
That's what he said. And it's absolutely ridiculous, because you listen to him and you listen to the people who work for him, and all they can do is take pot shots at Henrico, Chesterfield, Hanover. Oh, they're opening too soon. Oh, who's in charge? But you look at the schools that have great winning records around here, it's everyone but Richmond City. And it seems like the people who work in Richmond City, they wanna backseat drive everyone else, but they can't do their own job because Richmond City schools are the results are the absolute worst in the entire state, except for Petersburg. You know, Richmond City 30% dropout rate. 1 out of 4 kids in the class of 2020 dropped out, and this is what Jason Kamras is proud of. He's proud of this.
Gosh, that is such a travesty. I know you were looking at a couple of comments that you had forwarded to me. I want you to tell everybody that it was something about how white women were a majority of school teachers and somehow that was a problem, right? I know I'm paraphrasing, but tell me what that was all about.
So the 2019 National Teacher of the Year, in parentheses, he won the award, Rodney Robinson. He works in Richmond City Schools. He was a teacher, and now he's on the senior staff, Jason Kamras' senior staff. This man sends out tweets every other day that do nothing but talk about race and blaming white people for things. He sent out a tweet. This was the tweet. Parents of black and brown children really need to pay closer attention this week to their kids' classes. Remember, 55% of white women voted for Trump, and they are nearly 80% of the teaching profession. That tweet blows my mind. Imagine if it was the other way around and somebody said, we need to pay attention to African-American teachers' tweets this week because they all voted for Biden and they're mad at Trump. Well, imagine if somebody tweeted that. There would be outrage everywhere, but suppose that this man just tweets it out and nobody cares. I mean, nobody holds him accountable for it.
Mm-hmm. You know, that is such it's such an absurd comment to begin with, but the idea that a school teacher, I don't care what color the school teacher is,
right.
I don't care what gender the school teacher is, I want to believe to my core that if you are a school teacher, you are there because you care about those children.
Yes, and not bringing politics into it. And yet you read this man's tweets, and he's on the senior staff. He's on, and you read Jason Kamras' emails, and they're all about politics. Everything he writes is about politics. Jason Kamras sent out an email earlier this week that had a letter that the principal of Thomas Jefferson High School had written, and it said that she was dancing and singing because Kamala Harris is the new vice president. You would think that a principal of a high school would have something better to do than talking about it and singing and dancing because someone is the vice president. Mm. That the kids should be the focus, not all of this political stuff. And it just seems to me that in Richmond City anyway, they're all worried about politics, and they're not worried about the kids, and their results show that. And it's sad.
Well, and that would come from the top, right? That would come from LeVar Stoney. That's his direction.
Yes. Yes. You know, LeVar Stoney hired Jason Kamras. He okayed the hiring of Rodney Robinson. He okayed these people to be hired. He's the one that, you know, ultimately is responsible and is letting them play politics with a non-political position. I mean, Jason Kamras needs to keep his nose in the schools and nothing else. But if you read his bio and things that he's written things, I don't think the role of school superintendent is just limited to the classroom. I want to be involved in politics and day-to-day politics. Then you shouldn't be a school superintendent because he's terrible at that.
Yeah. Any word on laptops? How are we working on that laptop front in the city?
Supposedly, the laptops came in, supposedly. Okay. Yeah. I don't know for sure, a couple weeks ago. But apparently now the big problem is that they're having big problems. What, 10% of the kids that are doing the schooling have already missed 20% of the classes.
Wow.
And the parents are now wanting the school day shortened, because since kids are having to sit in front of their computer all day, their parents are complaining that the kids are being more aggressive, the kids are being irritable, and the parents don't want to deal with it all day. So the kids are basically sitting there being angry all day because they have to sit in front of a computer. I don't have a PhD in education, but I've got 6 nieces and nephews, and I can tell you that getting them to sit still for 30 minutes is a challenge in itself. Mm-hmm. So I don't know who the the PhD, Jason Kamras, was that came up with this idea that we're going to have, you know, 8 and 9 year olds sit in front of a computer for 8 hours. I don't know how he came up with that idea.
Well, the other concern I had, Mike, and you can probably address it better than I can, I was concerned about the availability, the accessibility of internet for some of the
right.
kids in RPS. What, do you have anything, any actual numbers on that front?
We know that close to 50% of the kids that are in Richmond schools don't have Wi-Fi readily available where they live at. A lot of the, I guess, high-risk kids that are in the real low-income situations don't have the tools that work with the – they don't have the tools. So even if you give them a laptop, they don't have the Wi-Fi to make it go. They don't have steady Wi-Fi. They don't have the tools that connect with it. And my opinion about the whole thing is that should have been taken into consideration before we decided we weren't going to go back to school. You can't do all of this when the infrastructure doesn't exist, because, I mean, I feel so bad for these kids that are going through this year,
yes.
and they're not
yes.
going to get anything out of it. They're basically just wasting time.
It is going to wind up being a lost year, completely,
yes,
totally.
Yes, yes, and, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing we can do about it, because the kids aren't in school learning, and they're going to graduate or hopefully graduate, or just they're going to either be forced to be promoted or stay behind. And it's just sad, because the adults of Richmond have let the kids down.
I couldn't agree with you more. Mike, listen, I know we're over time here, and I know you're not running for city council anymore, but you've got this information that seems to me to be very, very important to folks in the city. Are you going to be setting up a website or some way where people can touch base with you on this?
Yes, I'm still very active on Facebook, The Real Mike Dickinson.
Okay.
The website,
okay.
Vote Dickinson, is still going to be up. We're going to transition it to be more about Richmond and Richmond stuff. We're in the process of that now, so I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, we'll talk with you again soon. I appreciate it. That is Mike Dickinson, ran for city council in the first district, did not win, but says he's going to stay as a very, very eagle-eyed observer. And there's a lot to this. Look, put politics aside for a second. The children in the city of Richmond deserve, you heard me, deserve the opportunity to learn. They deserve the opportunity to get into school. And Jason Kamras and the rest of his leadership team seem to be far more concerned with politics than with educating kids. And I just think that's sad. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.